Like great teams in sports and business endeavors, if there's a chemistry among the participants and they truly enjoy fellowship together, everybody wants to be there, stay involved, and just have fun together. That is Ed Greenswood.
Welcome to the Leadership Boost.
Leadership Boost.
Boosting your leadership into high performance. With your host, Sean Smith. Updating you with the points and principles to sharpen your skill so you can make a difference and have an impact in whatever leadership role you find yourself in right now. Forget the fluff and get the stuff with Sean.
Welcome to the Leadership Boost podcast. We are helping you become the best leader you can be, or I am. I'm on this side of the mic, on this side of the world, wherever you are in the world right now. Welcome. It's great to have you with me on this episode. I'm busy with a series talking about building high performance teams. Just a mini series covering some points, things that you can focus on and take action on. And we are looking today at basically building building chemistry in your team. Yesterday, we looked at dealing with expectations, because oftentimes you have these expectations and how to deal with them. So if you haven't listened to yesterday's episode, it would you'll get a lot out of that for building teams and something to take action on. But today we're talking about building chemistry in your team. So what is chemistry? Chemistry, this is a definition I've got. Chemistry is a team in a team refers to the intangible but essential connection between team members that leads to effective collaboration, communication, and overall team performance. It is a sense of shared purpose, trust, and mutual respect that creates a positive team dynamic. When there is good chemistry within a team, team members are able to work together seamlessly, bounce ideas off each other, I like that, and then feel comfortable sharing feedback and constructive criticism. This leads to increased productivity, creativity, better outcomes for the team as a whole. Basically, for me, is when you've got chemistry in a team, it's when your team know, trust, and care for each other as part of the team, for each member of the team. So is that the team knows, trusts, and cares for each other. That's when you know you've got a good team. So when you're thinking about the importance, of course, is that when you've got a team that have that, when they know, trust, and care for each other, it has its own culture that begins to develop that promotes that effective collaboration, communication, you know, working together, dealing with even with conflict. So how do we build chemistry in a team? Well, first off, it's important to get communication going. But there's a few things that I would also suggest. And it's communication to me is like vital. I think before you do anything off-site or, all of those things are important. You know, having some kind of a retreat where you're doing things together, there's a gelling that happens. You know, is like when it's outside the official area of doing work and fulfilling responsibilities and duties, it's kind of like there's a breakdown of just who you are. You become more, you know, it's not now dependent on your skills and all the rest of it. It's just you and your teammates. And doing something team-related that they have to get through together is really, it's really a good way to see those walls break down, those silos break down, and just the authentic person coming out. You know, after a after a few days together, a few hours together of just slogging it out, doing things where you cannot promote yourself on based on your skills and your talents at work, you know, a totally different person begins to arise. And when you've got it, when you have to work to help each other, it's a tremendous boost to the chemistry of the team. There could be times that you could just sit down and I did this in an exercise with a creative agency, is just getting them just over a period to sit down one-on-one and every week with a different person and just ask them, you know, about themselves, get to know what they do, who they are, etc. Get feedback from them and add some input into them. So, you know, just a backwards and forwards sharing, just based on observation, no criticism, no judgment, no mud flinging. It's just like, this, I think this can help you be a better person in what you're doing right now. Just, you know, no slant on it, because that's when it all goes bad. But, you know, just giving good positive input to each other, getting to know each other, is a great thing to do. Of course, you could also have a situation where, and this is what I like to do, is get a team together and get them communicating, talking about the expectations, talking about their roles, talking about their own, you know, their own ambitions and aspirations and their own development, et cetera, you know, just learning a bit more about each other in a very facilitated type of situation also helps tremendously. And then, of course, having meals together, it's always good, you know. And then, of course, you may have a bunch of ideas that you and your team come up with that will definitely foster a positive team culture and be able to celebrate successes and learn from, you know, when we've dropped the ball together, when we've won together, what did we do? What didn't we do? I always encourage teams to, you know, analyze their wins and their losses based upon their values as a team. You know, what values did we implement? What didn't we implement? Where did we go wrong? It's not always tactics. You know, sometimes it's also the deep mindsets, the belief systems that we have. And, you know, were we true to who we are or weren't we true to who we are? So those are important. Of course, in building chemistry into team, you need to address some common challenges in building the chemistry of a team. And chemistry is like vital, as I've shared with you. So it's very important that you take this as an aspect of building your team and implement it, apply it. So a few of your common challenges, of course, is conflicts and misunderstandings, you know, and a lot of conflicts come from misunderstandings. And again, that's where communication of expectations and your ability to fulfill those expectations or not, and how much you can fulfill really helps. But, you know, sometimes you have personality clashes. Deal with those things, you know, not openly, not publicly, but, you know, in a private setting, let's deal with this. Let's clarify the misunderstanding. Most of the time, you know, I always teach leaders, understand before being understood. Listen empathetically. Before you want to impose your ideas and your influence on somebody, first listen to where they're coming from, because it gives you tremendous power in influencing them. Because when they know that you are prepared to understand them, they prepare to understand you. So always a good way, you know, but that's a whole topic on its own. And as I said, there are diverse personalities and definitely perspectives. Everybody's got a different paradigm, a different lens. I think we spoke about it yesterday, a different filter that they filter things through. So important to also discuss and talk about those areas as well. So deal with, you know, that there are different personalities, but it's okay. That's what makes great teams. I'm coaching rugby, a college rugby team, men's rugby team, and there's all sorts of personalities there. But, you know, when they're working together towards a common goal, it seems like, you know, they will rub each other, you know, they'll bump each other around a little bit and say, come on, you know, lay off that. But generally, everybody's focused on one topic, you know, one mission, one assignment, which is to win a tournament and to do well over the season. So it's really good to work through those things. And then, of course, balancing individual and team goals, you know, is like keep a balance. You know what your team's personal goals are, personal ambitions, but also, you know, emphasize that they are, as a team, we've got to accomplish a goal. And so pull those together. So that can be a challenge. Sometimes people are more interested in their own personal individual goals, but building that total team factor is important. And then, of course, there's also maintaining the chemistry. That can be a challenge. And that's why you got to build these things in. A one-off situation is never good, you know. So do a kind of breakaway session where you take everybody away and, you know, sort of kind of launch for the year or launch the team, especially if you're putting a team together for a specific focus, you know, have a launch kind of situation with them, basic training like in military, you know, have a time where you're doing things that it's totally unrelated to work and getting to know each other. So that's good. And then, but don't stop there, you know, keep doing it, keep building in those meal sharing types, keep doing that bonding kind of situations, discussion, chemistry building through communication, etc. Keep doing it, you know, never assume that once done, it's always done. So that's an important aspect of your team building. I hope this really helps and resonates with you. See what you can take away from this and implement it. Talk to me if you want to discuss some more facilitation. You know, I love facilitating team efforts together. I was just thinking now, I know a friend of mine, he takes his team, now it's very relevant to the industry, to the type of people he has working with him, but they go on like skeet shoots with shotguns, and he gives them a shotgun prize, a prize of a shotgun, and you know, or a gift or whatever the story is, and you know, and I think it's great. I mean, his staff love it. His team really love that whole thing, and they make a day of it. They go out, they go shoot, skeet shooting, and talking about shotguns and all the rest of it. And I've not been on one of those days, but I know from talking to him, you know, his staff really love it. So that's just something they build in, and they do it often. It's really, really a good, they work very hard, but then they have this like, just this break and do something really wonderful. All right. So that's my sharing with you on this Friday, doing building chemistry into building your high performance team. Part of high performance team building is building good chemistry to know, like, trust, and care for each other. All right, until next time, this is Sean saying over and out. Have a good weekend.